nobility in life is knowing the Lord and walking in His way. The most glorious pursuit of mankind is walking in God's image and likeness. It is our utmost desire that you will be richly blessed as you listen to this message from Living Scroll Ministry, aka Eat the Bible Network. For more life-transforming messages, please visit www.livingscrollministry.com.
Appreciate your Father, and God, thank you for your life. Thank you for your life. Thank you for your family. Your family, you have a father, you have a mother, you have siblings, you have people that are sponsoring you in school. Just thank God for their life. Father, we bless you. We give you praise and glory. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Our Father, we thank you for today. Thank you for this meeting. Thank you for this gathering. It's a gathering unto you. We bless you, our Father. Thank you because you move our lives forward. After today, in Jesus' name.
Amen.
For all the good things that you have for us. The thought that you think towards us are thoughts of good and not of evil, to give us hope, to give us a future, and to bring us an expected end. Thank you because we are getting there in Jesus' name.
Amen.
We give you praise and glory. Father, I yield myself to you. Speak to your people. Touch their lives. Let there be an impartation to the world.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. You can sit down. Have your seats. Now, this is about your life. Just look at if you can see the sky from there, I just want you to take a look at the sky. Can you see the sky? Can you see? Is it big enough? Yes. If we should inject, let's say, 1 million birds into the air, will it be overcrowded? If you inject 1 billion birds into the sky, that's to tell you that there's enough room for everybody. Opportunities in life are endless. Are you hearing me? You have a space in life. That's where I want to begin from. Praise the Lord. You have a space in life. You see, people that have gone ahead of you, that you will look at them, appreciate them, you love them, you honor them, they are not different than you. Praise the Lord. They are not different than you. Everything that they have, you have. They are human, you are human. Praise the Lord. You eat the same food. You eat the same meal. It's water they drink. It's food they eat. It doesn't matter how they garnish it. It's made from rice. All of us eat the same rice. Doesn't matter whether you put maybe eat your with oil and pepper. And they call it Chinese rice or coconut rice. Everything is the same words. Right, supply the same thing to the body. But some people go on in life to achieve great things. And some people go on in life and don't achieve anything. You must believe. The greatest contention in the Bible is the contention to believe. And that's the first message that Jesus preached. And that will be the last message in the Bible. He repent, the kingdom of God is at hand. That's why it's so key and it's so critical if you ask them, do you believe? He said, do you believe on the Son of God? Because that is everything that will change and transform your life. That is the cord that connects you to God. You see, an electricity. There could be an electricity in the house. But you have a phone and the phone is there. Two of us. That connecting point to current, to life, to power, is that belief. Do you believe that I can do this? Do you believe on the Son of Man? One particular man of God says something so beautiful. He said, God's greatest pleasure is to be believed. Praise the Lord. What did I say? He said, God's greatest pleasure is to be what? Is to be believed. As I said, who has believed our report? He said, who? Who has believed? When Mary and Martha, he said, I told you. He said, Lazarus has been dead for how many days? 4 days. He said, I told you that if you believe, you will see the glory of God. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Now, believing is in two parts. There's one part about believing God, and there's another part about you believing in what God has put inside of you. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Yes. Believing everything about yourself, everything that God has said, everything that is written about you. Praise the Lord. So if you believe there's no space for you in life, there will not be any space for you in life. When you give birth to a child, the first thing the baby does is to do what? Is to cry. He cries because he's coming to a hostile world. Nobody will stand back for you to have anything. You must stretch out and take it. So I say the kingdom suffers violence, and the violence take it by force. Excuse me. Thank you. Praise the Lord. The first thing the baby is not crying. I was there when they gave birth to the baby. My son was not crying. They had to beat his leg. You know, see? They had to beat his foot, the palm of his foot also. They had to beat it so that he would cry. This was a baby coming from a place of comfort. There's no tears there. Hope you know that there's no tears in the room. It's a mini paradise for the child. There's no tears there. Everything is supplied there. But when he comes into the world, the first thing the baby starts crying. And if he's not crying, he beat the baby to cry. So you are welcome to this world. So nobody will stand back for you to have it. That's why you see you go for interview, there are so many people there. You want to go for this election now. I'm hearing that some of these candidates, one political party will have like something candidates. That's how life is. Even the things that God has taken concerning you, even the things that people are testing, you must take it. So if you are laid back, if you think maybe you are laid back like you are just like a vegetable somewhere, you remain a vegetable in life. You say, we are like grasshopper in their eyes. And so we were. And so they were. And God treated them like grasshoppers. That's the danger about it. Satan will treat you that way. And God himself will treat you that way. Praise the Lord. You have portions in this life. You did not just come into the world to just be roaming in space. And your life not amounting to anything. That's the important thing that God wants to get you to know. Praise the Lord. You are made in His image, you are made in His likeness. You see, as many of us that have been baptized into Christ and put on Christ, that's Galatians 3:27. See, as many, He said, for we are all the children of God by faith in Christ. It's the faith He sets you apart. God set apart His light from the darkness. That faith you have set you apart. And that is that faith in Christ. That you are part of Christ. That you belong to Christ set you apart. He set you apart into greatness in life. Great and big things in life. I want to put this understanding into your heart. Into your spirit. Into your soul. Because that is where you live from. That's where you fight from. Knowing that your life cannot be ordinary. Then the elements of nature start working for you. There was this time, they say the stars in their courses. When during the time of Deborah and Bible, Deborah and who was fighting? That in the days of the judges. Deborah and the days of Shamgar. He mentioned some names, but there was this principal man that fought. He said the stars in their courses. They fought against the king that was fighting Israel. The stars, the elements of nation, they were fighting with Israel. Remember the story of David? When David, his son was pursuing him. Even the trees became soldiers. They were fighting for David. What I'm saying, life will begin to work for you. The element of nation. He said goodness and mercy will follow me. That word goodness and mercy, they are not abstract. Everything in life will begin to work for you. Even your car, God gives you a car, it will begin to work for you. The same car that kills some people, it will never kill you. He said, touch not. He said, do not what? My anointed. He said, touch not my what? My prophet. And do not touch not my anointed and do my prophets no harm. I am telling that every element in nature will respect you. Even cows. Don't forget that was the time that the donkey was speaking to the prophet, correcting the madness of the prophet that was turned to sorcerer. One time they call him a prophet, another time they call him the sorcerer. Balaam. Praise the Lord. So what did I say? I'm not hearing your voice. Okay, yes. Believe. I say, number one, I say you should believe in God. Then number two, I should believe God, everything that God has said, spoken, and destined about your life. Somebody said, I will not die young, right? He said, I reject death. He said, I will not die. But I will do what? He said, I will live to see the goodness of God in the life of the living. You must make a demand on life. That's why I'm coming. He said, all things are possible. That's your topic, right? Mark 9:23. He said, all things are possible. And indeed, it's possible. But I'm telling the man to whom all things are possible. Number one, it's not just about... that's why I'm trying to get you to look. You know, I'm trying to widen the scope of your vision, you know, in life, your outlook in life. That's the first vision. That's the first thing that God did. The first thing that God did was to create light. Ability to see. In Genesis 1, that's in the Old Testament, in the Genesis 1, when God made the first creation, the first thing God did was to create sight. And even in Christ, he said, if you are in Christ, the first thing that God gives you is sight, ability to see. Because if you cannot see, what you cannot see, you cannot take it in God. Are you hearing me? The ability to see, very key. He said, except a man be born again, he cannot do what? That's not possessing the kingdom, that's just seeing it. You need to see it. But when you see it, nothing should hold you back. Praise the Lord. Yes. Nothing should hold that. I said, these men are violent. These women are violent. They are violent about their desires. They are passionate about it and they are violent about it. If you stay on their path, they will crush you. That is, it causes them to be violent. So it's ability to see. Say, let there be light. It is that foundation, that framework of light that God made every other thing. Light talks about sight. He said, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom. Seeing is different from possessing the kingdom. He now says, except a man be born of water and of the spirit, then he cannot possess, he cannot enter into the kingdom. A good number of us have seen it, but so many say and they don't possess it. That's why can you see that I say many are called, but few are chosen. God called them, God even showed them the distant land, the distant shores. But they never go to take hold of it and to possess it. The problem is not with God. The problem is not with the resources. They have all the resources. But the problem is something inherent in them. Something shuts them down. It just shuts them down. Look at those men that were to take the promised land. The land is there. God himself was known before them. They had the Moses to lead them. They had Aaron. They had angels. The angel that appeared to Moses in the burning bush. That angel, if you look at Acts chapter 7, that angel followed them all the way. The Bible said in 1 Corinthians 10 that all of them were baptized unto Moses. You see how all our fathers were under the cloud. All of them were baptized unto Moses in the cloud and in the sea. They say all ate the same spiritual food. And they all drank from the same spiritual drink. And he said they drank from the rock that followed them, that Christ followed them, and that rock was Christ. So they had Christ following them. They had the ministry of angels. Then they had the Moses, the intercessor to, if they misbehaved, if they erred, Moses was there to support them. Moses was there as a covenant to shield them. They have everything. Yeah, those men did not enter the promised land. You all know their story. Something inside of them shut them down. And that's the lead that won by God to be opened inside of their hearts. Praise the Lord. Yes. That is what will usher you to the realm of impossibility. Praise the Lord. So all those men, they shut down. Because of certain things inside of them, because of limitation. We define limitation inside of them. Praise the Lord. So let me continue my analogy. Then I said, except a man be born of water on his feet, he cannot possess the kingdom. So God first will make you to see. Then if you are hungry enough, you cannot get it. He said, blessed are they that do what? That hunger and thirst for righteousness. For they shall do what? Yes. If you want the feeling, or you say, I want God to fill me with your power. God, I want infinite. That infinite is going to come with the frequency of your hunger. It is the measure of the hunger that God will feed you. And hunger is not wishy-wishy. You just sit down and be dreaming about it in your head. God needs to see the practical step that you are taking. God needs to see the things you are doing, the energy you are exerting to lay hold on him. Then he now comes to support you. Praise the Lord. Hunger is real and it's practical. So you can see that there is no limit you can attain in life. Every limit is going to be yourself. Because God has, He said, look at that scripture you gave me, Mark 9:23. Don't worry, I'll read it. Jesus said unto them, if you can believe, all things are possible to him that believe. Now, before, if you read this scripture, you can read the context. You need the context. Now, look at it. They brought a child to Jesus Christ. They said the disciples could not heal him. So when they saw Jesus, they now brought the child. Look at verse 20. And they brought the child unto him, unto Christ, unto Jesus. And when he saw him, straightway the spirit taught him. And he fell on the ground and wallowed home. So when they brought the child, the disciples could not heal him. When they saw Christ, they brought the child to Christ. And when the spirit inside that child, that possessed child saw Christ, that's when he started manifesting. And started tearing the boy, and he was foaming on the ground. Then Jesus asked his father, how long is it ago that this came unto him? And he said that of his child, when he was a baby. And oftentimes they are cast him into the fire and into the waters to destroy him. Oh, look at that golden question. Look at what the man told Christ. He said, but if you can do anything, have compassion on us and help us. This is the meaning of us. He took the responsibility on Christ. That if you can do anything, it's Jesus that needed to do something. Jesus looked at him, I'm not the one that needed to do something. You are the one that needed to do something. Look at his response. Jesus said unto him, if you can believe, he said, if you can do anything, have compassion on us and help us. He said, it's not me, it's you. He said, if you can believe, all things are possible to him that believe. Look at what the father said. And straight to the father of the child, he cried out and said with tears, Lord, I believe. Help you, my own. Help you, my own belief. So it's not about God just say, God, help me, that my future. Help me. Yes. You need to rise up, repent, and believe and get it. Because God has already made it available. Praise the Lord. Have you read that scripture that said that God has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in the heavenly places? All. Nothing is left. He has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. Then there's a scripture, let me show you those scriptures. Ephesians 1:3. After that, I'll go to 2 Peter. Ephesians chapter 1 verse 3. It says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Who has what is in the past? Who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heaven places in Christ? Now go to 2 Peter. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 4, verse 3. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 3. I'm going to read. No, let me read from verse 2. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. According as his divine power is in the past tense, is what we are going to read there is in the past tense. It's past tense. According as his divine power has given. Did he say he will give us? According as his divine power has given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness. Everything that we need for life and everything that we need for godliness has been given. Through the knowledge of him that has called us to glory and pleasure. He said, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these we might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. I read verse 2 again. According as his divine power has given unto us all things that pertain to life and godliness. Through the knowledge of him that has called us to glory and passion. I didn't come to speak so many grammar or to open and start doing a lot of teachings. I know you know a lot of things. What is required is just to connect to it. If there are things you have not been doing that you need to start doing, I'm being practical and sincere with you. I'm the one talking now, you are sitting down. I have sat down like this before when I was a student, and I've listened to people talking to me like this. What was the difference and change I've seen in my life? I took those things literal, I took those things practical, you know, and I went for it headlong. You know, when you are diving, when you see a rock, when you are standing on a cliff and you are diving, what you are sitting down on the ground is a rock. You close your eyes and you see dive. You believe that it's a pool of water. You say, if I perish, I what? That is the language of the Bible. So, so beautiful. You say, if I perish, I perish. Esther said it. And so one other person in the Bible said it again, outside of Esther. Who was it? Huh? I'm not hearing your voice. Yes. Say, if I perish, I perish. None of them perished. Even the Hebrew boys that say that God is able to deliver us from this fire. But even if he does not, be it known to you, O king, we will not bow and will not submit. So these are the people that succeed in life. I'm talking about succeeding in God. There's a success that the world gives. And there is a success. Let me say this. When I mean the word success, it's I'm talking within a framework of what God has called you to do and what God has for your life. And when we say all things are possible, it's not vague. It's within the context of your life and what God has proposed and tested for your life. You can't say all things are possible, let the whole of America disappear. God has eternal power, God has that power. But that is not for you. Everything within the framework of your life, it is possible. Let me narrow that. It is possible that you will marry, your wife will be pregnant and you give birth. It is possible that you marry, your husband will put a baby in your tummy and you will deliver. It is possible that in life you have a family of your own. You have a family of your own, you raise up godly children. It is possible that in life, God will supply your needs according to his riches in glory. Say, I have never seen the righteous forsaken, nor their children begging for bread. That's why I say there's a large room for you in this life. It is possible that the vision that God has given you, God will bring helpers. People that will help you in the course of pursuing that vision. All of these things are possible. That's the context I want you to see. Don't say all things are possible. Within the context and the framework of your life, those things that God has said, those things that God has spoken, that's why we say that if you ask anything according to his will, he hears us. Anything within a framework of God's will for your life, it is possible. It is more than possible to accomplish it. But you and God needs you. Even if God wants to do it, he cannot do it. Without you, it cannot be done. Are you hearing me? Even God make up his mind from heaven that he wants to do it, he cannot do it. The word that is not that he will not do it. I say he cannot. He cannot do it. If God says, God cannot force you. Human volition is real. God cannot walk outside of your free will, outside of your free volition. You must want it. You must desire it. He cannot. This is like God has limitation with men. With men, he has limitation. But in absolute terms, God doesn't have limitation. Praise the Lord. God has limitation with men. That's why you read your Bible, God was frustrated several times. Frustrated. Frustration several times. He says, repent God that he has even created man in the days of Noah. Praise the Lord. Because the limit that God has is the limit of humanity. Hope you are aware. Not in the cadre of angels. It's within the cadre. It's within the limits. It's within the. It is within the. Let me. Which word will I use? It's within the. Let me say. It's within the framework of humanity. That's the only limitation that God has. God is limited by man. Praise the Lord. So don't limit God in your life. God is said to do everything in your life. Don't limit him. Open your heart. You see all these things you are learning here, you are commonizing them. You come for fellowship, do your Bible study, you do your prayer meetings like this. You know, some of you just come in fellowship time. If I don't come now, this is the precious to come and start looking for me, bro Isaac. These things are your life, these are your destiny. I'm telling you firsthand. No man helped me in life. God helped you. And the men that God will help us of destiny, that God positioned in my life. So I can confidently tell you this. Tell you this. It doesn't take God. What are your dreams? It doesn't take God anything to fulfill them. Even your dream is too small. He says that he's able to do exceedingly. Abi, abundantly, above what you can think, even what you can ask in prayer. It's even small. The shock, the dream that God wants you to ask, in your wildest imagination, you cannot ask it in prayer. He said, for we know not what to pray about. He said, but the Holy Ghost help our infirmity. We do not even know what to pray for. Even when that's Romans 8. Even when we know what to pray for, we don't even know how to pray. Go and read that scripture, Romans 8. See Romans 8, 28 now. Just, you see it there. 28, 29. He said, but the Holy Ghost help our infirmity. Even God said, this is the prayer point, you can't even pray. Except the Holy Ghost help you. Even when he said, this is what we pray about. Then he now helps you to pray. Now, he said, we don't know what to pray and how to pray. Then how to pray. Then even after you have prayed, then the Holy Ghost will now add his own prayers. So that to give flesh and give you blood, to give it weight. So there is no room for pride. That's why Paul said, as people that have received mercy. You know? Yes. You know, having obtained mercy, you can see. Mercy. Praise the Lord. So in summary, what have we said? What have we said? I just need one person to talk to us. What have I said? Or what have you had? Okay, let me give you the mic. We have two pictures now.
Because I said we should believe in God. Then secondly, we should believe in what God has said concerning our life. And we should not limit God in our life. We should that God is limited to what we ask Him for. And we shouldn't just ask God, we should work towards what we desire.
Praise the Lord. How many of you know that Satan is never your limitation in life? Never. I'm repeating it again and again. The only the limit you will ever have is yourself. Satan cannot stop God in your life, but you can stop God in your life. Are you hearing me? I said Satan cannot stop God moving in your life, but you can boldly, confidently stop God moving in your life. That is the simple analogy. So simple things you need to be doing. It's all those simple things you are learning. If you don't work on them, if you don't put them into practice, he says that is faithful in the little shall be what? That is the progression you know in God. You progress from small to higher. All those things you commonize, those are the steps. Those are the steps you climb to greatness in life. The little things. Praise the Lord. The little things that will launch you to big things. Is it people? Is it people? Sometimes God will open the doors of labor for you. With men. Everywhere people want to favor you. When it just comes to you, you don't just open it. And those doors, they say that God opens doors for you. Like part of those doors, a significant part of those doors in the house of men, house of people. It will just open. Praise the Lord. So it begins from the little things that you know that you are not doing. And those are the things that is giving us. The things that you know, and that you are not doing, that you have been taught again and again and again and again that you are not doing. Praise the Lord. Sometimes you tell it could be so little. What they see in God sometimes could be so, it could be that minute thing. It could be that seemingly insignificant thing that those instructions that you are hearing. First, you are even hearing from people, your leaders. Yeah, I know after school they came, all of us go to church on Sunday, listen to the sermon, come back and dust your Bible and put it again to the next dose. You know, to the next dose. And you are hearing things, keep hearing, you go for meetings, you know, spiritual meetings, you keep hearing things, you are not acting upon any of them. There is no just way. I will simply tell you the truth. Tell you the truth. Praise the Lord. Your personal devotion, your devotional life, your submission to leadership. Submission to leadership in a tall room like this, then the instructions that comes across. One day I was traveling to Lagos. So somebody sat beside me. And the reason was then to introduce me to the person. Let me, I want to show you how we enter into problem in life. The Holy Ghost was telling me to preach to the person. You know, of course, he was just nudging me. I just, because I entered cab from Ijapo, and I was going to the park. Some other times I preach, but this one, I don't want to preach that. So I refused to preach to the person, and the person ended up preaching to me. And how did he preach to me? He stole my money. Yes. I was supposed to preach to him in a. Yes, now. We preach the person from Feka, in front of Feka here, that is the first time. So he gave back. So I knew if the person was sitting beside me, if I had been speaking to him, if I had preached the gospel to him, I didn't. When we get to Orcha, the person took my money. And you know, like that. So when I got to the park, I wanted to bring that money to pay. There was no money. And I remember when he took my money. It's not about the money that he took, but that was a lifelong lesson for me. That was a lifelong lesson. I was thinking I'm passing across to you. And sometimes I did a key to your destiny. Maybe that person that you spoke to, you have been praying for open door, God open the door. Maybe that step of obedience that you take towards that person might just be that door that you've been praying that you got to open. He said they did not know their days of what? How did you put it in Luke 19? He said they know not the time of what? Their visitation. The day that God visited, they did not know it was God. Israel. Somebody now, this brother had his testimony. I'm still telling you, everything I'm telling you is things that you already know. I'm not telling you new things. I'm trying to affirm and to fortify your spirit, you know, your resolve to go for the things that you've already known, to start working practically in them. This man, he gave an instance, he was passing by, one man was struggling with his car. He was trying to change the tire or something, he was struggling with it. He said, okay, I think I want some of you that comes to my place, you know, Isaac, you know him. You know Dave now that drove us to Akumba. You know Dave. So he said he had been looking for a job. So he helped the man, okay, your tire, just out of compassion. Your person, he branched and helped the man to change his tire, helped him there. And the man started asking about him. He said, how are you? What are you doing? See, he's been applicant, he's been looking for a job. He said, come and meet me in my office. And that was the man that gave him the job. He's working with the same company. Just that company. Now, he could have passed. I'm just giving you the example. I said little things. He could have just passed. And maybe 6 months later, 1 year later, he's still praying. Of course, God can take another opportunity. You know, but he will have suffered some scars. You know, some battle scars. Praise the Lord. So, are we together? Are you telling me? So there's a thin line. There's a thin line between life and death. There's also a very thin line between blessing and not being blessed. I don't want to use the opposite word; it will be too far. Cause between blessing and not being blessed, there's a very thin line. The margin is so thin. Praise the Lord. So I finish what I want to tell you. So I need somebody else to feel the summary of what I have said. I want to go home. Who? Give me the mic. Please come, you are the second preacher. Come and stand with me. Use this mic, that one is done. So, I have three preachers now.
Thank you. So, some of what Pastor has said, life is contention. Everything any man wants in life is contention. And he also said everything is possible within our framework. And God is. Satan is not our limitation. Satan is never the limitation of our life. We are the limitations of our life. And he said, if only we can believe. And the thin line between blessing and not being blessed. A very thin line between blessings and not being blessed. And also always obey the voice of the Spirit. You can only give us by that person you keep in the garden. They take your money. So by obeying the voice, that one simple obedience can be your life blessing that you have no to get.
Okay. Praise the Lord. Let me give you another interesting story. You know, I told you that I didn't preach to the guy and the guy preached to me. Let me not tell you now. You see, when I was in school, I was in university. There was this lady that was getting very close to me. So one day I was preaching to him. You know, I said, you don't preach, you will preach to me. So I, you know, like that. So she was in the same class. She was getting close to me. So many other ladies, I was close to them. I talked to them, encouraged them, you know, what of God. So she was like that. So we were just getting close. So one day she came to the room to look for me. I was praying. You know, I was praying. So I was praying. And then, you know, then in school, the fellowship I was, the group will pray. People are praying. You come to look for maybe someone for some time, you are praying. Maybe after 3 hours, you are still waiting. If you want to wait, you are still praying. I mean, individual private prayer. You just lie down on your bed there. I just pray. So I was praying. So she went. She went. So I was, I was the fellowship secretary. I was just 2 months. So most of the exclusive fellowship were staying there. So one day in the evening, I went to the guest hostel to see her. So outside, we used to go and see those sisters. Because like our school, I went to Abbot Bello University. You can't enter the guest hostel. So we stay outside, we come outside, mm-hmm. Talk to them. So I went there, so I went to look for her. So she was sitting beside me. And we're talking. So I was pushing to her. And I was talking to her about the Holy Spirit. You know, I was talking to her about the Holy Spirit, then she started crying. You know, the power of God came upon her and she started crying. She started crying that her life of late, she started telling me her life. When she was on holiday, she was compromised. She was with his sister, she was compromised during the holiday. And she came, and she said, even some dresses she started wearing in school. That once she was just telling me practical things that there was a day she dressed and she had to go back and change the dress. You know? Then she told me that she actually had the desire to sleep with me. And that's why she was getting close to me. Praise the Lord. So if I have not preached to her, she will have what? Preach to me, that's it. But in preaching, not just the preaching, you can see that it activated the power of God in her life. The power of God came upon her, you know, and I had to pray with her, and then like that, so she continued. What am I saying? That's why I told her, if I preach to that man, so I knew that if I preach to that man that took my money, I know the power of God will come upon him. So even if he had not repented, but he had been spoken to, but that incident will not have happened. So that's what I'm saying. Praise the Lord. So that's why I think there's a thin line between opening up, there's a thin line between blessing and not being blessed. And when I say that you must aggressively go for life, that aggression is in God. Yes. It's not by hustling and running up and down, you know, working 18 hours in a day. There are people that do not even work 2 hours in a day. And they are more blessed than people that work 10 hours in a day. When you labor in God, you don't labor outside. I keep saying it again and again. Praise the Lord. I'm working now, but the greater part of my labor is in God. I labor so much in God. That's the principle that God has taught me. So that in the world I don't labor, is I live a life of favor. I get things by favor. I get things by grace. Doors open on their own condition. I remember the story of when Peter was in prison. They said the prison doors open on their own accord because Peter was also an angel. Because the angel was physical, you could see. How many of us know that we are common to innumerable company of angels? How many of you know that you work with angels on a daily basis? So certain doors will open on their own volition. So if you learn to labor in God, praise the Lord. I learn to labor in God, so that's my formula in life. I labor in God. So much in God that I don't want to labor outside. If I God has not, you know, it's not taking for you to labor outside. You know, they say goodness and mercy follows me. Why I follow God? So as the man is following God, things are following me. So like even ministry, even calling, it's not a struggle. It's not a struggle. It's an arrangement. It's the lines are falling to me in pleasant places. Because they will fall in pleasant places. Once you labor in God, you labor in the word, you labor in prayer, you labor in prayer, you labor in, let me use the word communal fellowship with God. When you spend so much time in God, in fellowship with God, you spend little time struggling with your word. That is the key. Eh? to making all things possible in your life. Then God will begin to show you things. He will begin to show you things about your life. He begin to show. There are people that God has shown them the arrangement of their life. You know, for the next till they die. There are all manner of things you can see in God. It was said the last time I was speaking to you, I told you, before I gave birth to my first son, the hospital was too bad, the nurses that were sent to us, everything God showed me. I didn't ask for it. God determined the things He showed us to work with Him, to fortify and to strengthen yourself with Him. Yeah, that it will work. Sometimes God shows you something just to encourage you to keep moving, to keep doing the things that you are doing, to do more. To do more. I those times I was because sometimes people are coming to visit me, I will not, God will not show me. So the person will come. I say, this will work. So I do more. Praise the Lord. So that is a simple formula to living and overcoming and a victorious life. Some of you need to start studying your Bible. As you study, obey the things that you see. The things you hear in meetings like this, you are hearing it. You have been hearing it too, and you will continue to hear. Go and walk with them. Go and walk with them. I told you I never so much. These days I've sat down to apply the word of God to my heart. I read things, I say, God, this thing is not in my life. This thing I'm just crashing the outer layer of it. I'm just crashing the, because I know that if I break into those things, you know, is it miracle? Things happen on their own accord. See that? He didn't even know a shadow was living in it. It's not, things is pushing and running. Things is 40 days fasting. Anka, she's shouting. How would you know a shadow? I said, he's shouting. People don't care. Those is mighty meetings. You should go, you know, you're not preaching. I had this account from one guy himself. He was preaching. He said somebody fell down. People were shouting. He said, how these people are not deceiving me? The first major meeting I've gone there, but the bunker had, but they bunker. They were calling the table. Oh, these people are, you know, they have to do very well. I had this message. If you want, you can come, I'll give you. I had it to message, which is in Australia. When people were calling, so it's not a struggle thing. On their own things will begin to work. Even the power of God will begin to, it was supposed to be flowing effortless, but you must labor in God. Praise the Lord. Stand up. I want you to start talking to you. Talking to your Father. You need to appreciate the Father, begin to tell you blessing. My prayer, my heart desire for this meeting is that after you leave this meeting, start going and doing some things. Somebody can lay hands on you, he can't give you much. Are you hearing me? Somebody can lay hands on you, he cannot activate much in your life. But by obedience, by the things you apply your heart to God, it can open all the doors you need in life. You can only let the person, they told you. If I pray for you, somebody pray for you, no matter how anointed the person is. No matter how anointed, you can only receive talking. But if you want to receive all, that door, you must open it from your heart. From the layers and the shame parts of your heart, you must open the door. You must open all the doors in God. That's when you can receive much. That's when you can receive everything. Everything. Places you need God to help you, start telling Him, start talking to Him. You must work. You must labor. Jesus said, do not labor for meat that perishes. But He introduced that kind of labor. He said, labor for meat that endures to eternal life, which the Son of God will give you. God said, I labor. I labor more than them all. God labors in God. Some of you need that. The difficulty to just sit down. You can't read a book. A book. A different book. The patience to sit down to read it is not there. The discipline to take a book and read. A book. A spiritual book is not even there. These are the things I want us to correct in this meeting. These are the things I want us to correct. Some of us are struggling to study our Bible. Prayer is a struggle. Worship. You know the power of worship. Just to worship God. You know the power. You know the power that worship releases. That way. You can teach it. You can minister it. But are you, do you worship? Are you a worshiper? Is your heart? Is your heart a worshiping heart? Full of songs of praise, songs of honor,
songs of adoration to God. Oh God, oh my God, any will I seek you. My heart longs for you. My flesh thirsts for you in a dry and thirsty land where there is no water. In the depth of the night, do you wake up to take up a song of worship? Just a song of adoration. Just a song of love that I just, Jesus, I just love you. Depth of the night. Anytime when the sun is at the highest, anytime, when my heart is inciting a new thing, I will still sing or speak of that which I have made concerning the King. That is the psalmist. That is the psalmist. As the deer pants after the streams of water, so my soul longeth after thee. We know the songs, we know the hymns. We know the songs, we know the hymns. Do you sing them? Do you sing them? You know the songs, you know the hymns. Do you sing them? Hebrews, the book of Hebrews 1, he said, we understand that what? The universe was made by the word of God. If you do what is it? This earth you are standing upon, you are walking upon, is made by the word of God. Then your life, everything in your life will be etched out of the world. The word of God will design your life. But what is your attitude to that word? Do we study it as we ought to? Do we sit down to meditate on that word? He said the universe was made by the word of God. The word of God made the universe. Then the universe of your own personal life. The universe of your own personal life will be made by the word of God. That's what I'm here to tell you. Everything you see in the world, this world is not your world. This is God's world. This world is God's world. God is the owner of this world, you are not the owner. But I tell you how the world. In your own world, the things that you will see in your world will be made by the word of God. The things in this present world, God's own world, everything you can see in this world will be made by the word of God. In your own world, your world will have your children. Your world will have the houses and the places you will live in. Your world will have maybe the business you will be doing or the place you will be working. This is your world. Everything will be made by the word of God. How committed are you to God's word? How submissive are you to His word? The word that will make your own world. The word that will create all your children. In righteousness, in godliness and holiness. How submissive are you to that word? How submissive? How much do you treasure that word? I said the word that will make your own world. Everything you see in your world, everything you see in your world, the word of God will determine how long you live on earth. I say everything in God's own world, the word of God gave it. The Bible says, even by the word of God they are kept in store, is the word of God that is preserving the creation. So your life will be preserved by the word of God. How committed, how submissive, how much do you treasure, how much do you love the word of God? That same word that will determine the length of your days, that will determine the longevity of your own life. That is the simple message I brought. It's so simple, but so powerful. This word can change everything about your life. It has changed mine. And it has changed so many people's life and destiny. This word that you are hearing, it can change your life. If you apply your heart to it, there is room for you in this life. Enough room in this life. Father, we bless you. We thank you. We give ourselves, we submit to you. We submit to you, our Father. We submit to your Spirit. Submit to your truth. Submit to your word. Submit to your comfort in our lives. We submit to your dignity. Say as many as you love, you discipline, you rebuke, you chastise. We submit to your chastisement. We submit to your discipline. Our Father, help us. Help us, we ask for your help. Help us, our Father. Help us. Our lives are too small. Our lives are too small in the equation of life. In the equation of life on earth, our lives are too small. And yet too significant to your presence. Because the Son of God is in our life. Because your Holy Ghost is in our life. Help us, our Father, to walk in faith and in love on a daily basis. To walk in righteousness and in true holiness. Help us to love you, to love your word, to love your spirit. Give us the heart of worship. And a pretenderous, using and a submissive heart. A repentant heart. Heart that will repent again and again. Heart that will turn away from iniquity. Heart that will turn away from ungodliness. Ye that love the Lord hate evil. How thou hate evil. Thank you, our Father. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Can you lift up your hands to your Father? Let me pray for you. Our Father, we thank you. Our Father, we bless you. We give you praise and we give you glory. Our Father, we come before you this moment. All we ask is that you help us. Our journey in life is so long. It is so long. You told Elijah 8. For the journey is still remaining. The journey is still long. And ours even seems to be longer. Our Father, we ask for your help in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Day by day, help us. Open our eyes so that we can see.
Amen.
What we don't see, we cannot possess in you. What we don't see, we cannot receive. Faith is anchored on seeing, believing. What we perceive in our spirit, what we see with the eyes of faith, what we see with the eyes of understanding, that this is our portion. Thank you, Father.
Thank you.
After helping us to see, then help us to appropriate it.
Amen.
Help us to take our portion in life.
Amen.
Thank you. Our portion is reserved. And it is for only us. Even our anointing is designed for only us. Thank you, our Father. Help us to take our possession in you.
Amen.
Sit upon Mount Zion, there shall be deliverance. And there shall be holiness. And the people of Zion will possess their possession. We are standing upon the Zion of Christ and claim and take our possessions in you in Jesus' name.
Amen.
All our possessions in life this hour will take it in Jesus' name.
Amen.
We receive the faith to appropriate.
Amen.
We receive the love to serve.
Amen.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you.
I pray for all my brethren here, Lord, that you strengthen and uphold them by your right hand of righteousness. Father, I thank you for their lives. Thank you for great things concerning them. Excellent things are written about them in your book of destiny. Father, help them to walk in it in Jesus' name.
Amen.
I pray for this fellowship. I pray for the leadership. You continue to be with them and strengthen them.
Amen.
Continue to uphold them by your right hand of righteousness.
Amen.
Continue to give them wisdom to lead your people.
Amen.
I pray for the next generation of leaders, oh Father, that will emerge. I pray for hunger and test that will be greater than people that have gone ahead of them in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Thank you, Heavenly Father.
You.
The path of the just is like a shining light that shines brighter and brighter in Jesus' name.
Amen.
I speak to the emerging leaders in this place. In your days, the light of God will be brighter.
Amen.
The light of God will be brighter in your days.
Amen.
You will stretch beyond the people that have gone ahead of you.
Amen.
Because this is the gospel. This is the testimony of Jesus Christ. It is from faith to faith,
So receive that portion in Jesus' name. I deliver that portion to you in God in Jesus' name. It is from life to life. You touch deeper dimensions of the spirit than they have touched in Jesus' name. Thank you, our Father. For in Jesus' name we pray. Praise the Lord. Put your hands together for your Father. God is here.
Transforming messages, please visit www.livingscrollministry.com.